Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 459835 through 459900, warrants 7439 through 7440, and four journal entries or transfers.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes July 13, 2020 and executive session minutes July 13, 2020.
We have a corrected version here, is that right?
Yes.
I'm not picking up everyone's voice.
We'll move the mics around.
Can you hear me now? Sheila, can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit now, yes, sir.
Okay. I said we have a corrected version in front of us. I'm trying to figure out what's the difference in the two?
You're fading in and out. But I do approve the corrected version if you've made that motion.
Is that a word, face cover?
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 13th, 2020.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 13th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Newspaper Publication Services, number 20-076, County Commission. I have a letter dated July 16, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, who approves the agreement as to form. And I believe it's $6 per column inch.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Tri-Lakes Newspapers Incorporated.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
I just want to make a note, according to the bid agreement and each item is checked, that it's strongly no mail delivery offices strongly discourage bidders from using the USPS postage, and it's the bidder's responsibility to ensure responses are delivered in a timely fashion. That's on page 3, and then on page 9 it says the county will not accept any late bids. Late packages will not be returned or opened.
Is this on the agreement or on the bid?
Late bid, but that is signed by each person that bid.
Is this on the agreement or the bid? Sheila, is this on the agreement or is this on the bid documents?
I think what your question was, is it on the agreement or on the bid?
Correct.
It is on the bid when they bid.
Okay. We're agendized to approve the agreement.
And I second your motion on the agreement, just noting for future, if there's a question, that the bid agreement makes that statement.
We have a second on the agreement.
We're here to vote on the agreement.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Addendum to the agreement for jail appliance repair number 19158, Sheriff. I have a letter dated July 16, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form.
You guys have any questions on this? Do you want, Scott, you have any?
I was just going to let you all know we used them previously.
Right. And move to approve the addendum to the agreement for the jail appliance repair buying between Taney County and Arctic Food Equipment.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement. Bruce Wallace.
Is there anything special about this one?
Rockaway
Beach. Move to approve the field dirt agreement buying between Taney County and Bruce Wallace.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of face masks, face coverings in the county administration buildings. Anybody want to come up and talk about it?
Well, this was asked to be put on the agenda. I don't know who by. I don't know if it was people throughout the courthouse or if it was Miss Wyatt or.
If no one is speaking, I would just like to mention that as of July the 18th, 28 states at that time had grown to give mandatory face covering within their state. And from CDC's website, if we put stock in that, it said everyone should wear a cloth face covering in public settings and when around people who don't live in your household, especially when other social distancing are difficult to maintain. And in terms of policy, the NIH director said all Americans need to recognize it's up to us if we want to see this surge turn around. We must wear face, he uses the word mask, stay 6 feet away, avoid crowds, and wash your hands. Then I'll add to that, a growing number of national businesses announced plans to require face masks inside their stores, Walmart, Target, Kohler, UPS, Best Buy, and Starbucks announced their new policies. To be fair, I'll also add that the governor has stated that I have always been a strong advocate for local control. You don't need government to tell you to put on a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I'm trying to get both sides.
Come on up to the mic, Mr. Clark.
I've got a question for the commission in regards to the masks and the administrative building itself.
Would Mr. Clark speak into the mic?
One of the questions I have in regards to this is the commission making it mandatory or making it a requirement for anybody in this building, the courthouse, is required to wear a mask, or are we still on a basis of a recommendation or...
Within the courthouse, I think that's what we're here to discuss. I mean,
that's why I said, that's why I'm asking, is the commission still doing a recommendation based, or are they doing a requirement now for the building itself?
We've not done a requirement. That's, again, that's what we're here to discuss. I think in some of the, under the commission,
there's... I can't hear the conversation.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Wyatt. I don't know that there's much more we can do. We're both, we're all talking pretty loudly. Anyways, I know that there's departments underneath the commission specifically that have asked what they can do, and you know, we've not had a sit-down meeting to discuss it. There's been some, you know, emails and some conversations going back and forth. But I know that with those concerns, I don't have a problem at all with certain offices taking steps to make them feel more comfortable.
Okay.
I think by doing that, it upset other departments and other offices because it may have made things not as easy or changed that they're not used to. And I understand that, too. So I think that's what we're here to discuss. You know, how can we leverage and have a good balance of to where the employees and the public coming in feel safe and secure, but at the same time not hinder any progress or hinder any normal day-to-day operations, and where's that balance at? And I think, again, I think that's what we're here to discuss.
Without, with the discussion, without going into any HIPAA or any violations, I would like to ask the commission, because a lot of the departments, a lot of the county does not know, have we had any case within the courthouse or the judicial building, not necessarily saying a certain department, a certain person, but
yeah, I don't know
within
that,
this area.
I don't know that we're at liberty to discuss any of that either for or against. I mean, you're asking a difficult question, David.
I mean, it is a difficult, and it might be something that would be...
I don't know that it's our place to talk about this in a public setting. And I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Not that we're trying to hide.
That's why I wanted to ask these questions, if it's something that is in the means of this discussion. I'm not 100% sure why this...
In this specific building, I don't know of any department that has any positive cases in this specific building. I'm not aware of any.
Okay. That's what I was just making sure that we're not going to the point of the commission is requiring. If this is just a discussion, that's fine. That's why I had a question, if we're going to that or if we're just in discussion right now.
We're in discussion right now. Okay. And so you're the first one to...
That's, I just wanted to bring
first
up
one to
the
talk.
Question to, from, I think a lot of people have that on their mind, so.
I think some of the stuff that we, again, it opens up all kinds of, let's say the commission were to do a, you know, an order for the building. I don't know if then we could require it in your office or in Ms. Stahl's office or in Mr. Pennell's office or any office. Those are the ones sitting here. That's why I picked on you three, sorry. So I don't know that we could do an overall mandate over your office. I think we can over the actual building.
That's why I was...
So, you know, we could do one that said, hey, you had to wear one to come in, but then once they went into the different offices, it'd be up to you guys to decide. So again, that's what we're here to discuss. And so I'm open. I
do know that, and you guys already know as well, that the judicial building is already requiring masks and also requiring checking of temperatures.
They're set up a little different. They have, yes, they are. They're set up a little different. They have one in, one out. But again, I could be wrong in this. I think in the individual offices over there, I don't know that every employee is wearing a mask at all times. I don't know. It'd be hard to, I really don't know the answer to that. I bet money that they aren't.
I spoke to one employee over there that once they're in their cubicles, they remove their mask.
Okay.
Once they're out of the cubicles, they put the mask on.
Okay. That's the